This is the Shirt Factory Center Stage. Jim Hoffer and Kim Schaller take you behind the scenes. It's conversations with musicians and artists who are performing right here at the Lidded Shirt Factory.
It's a place where people can really get together and have great sound, great music, and great beer.
We have Collusion Tapworks Brew Pub on the first floor and the Shirt Factory live music venue upstairs.
A great music vibe.
I love the intimacy of it.
Being with friends who like the things that you like really good music.
This is the Shirt Factory Center Stage. Let's go.
Hi, Kim.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh my gosh, it's been a busy week, hasn't it?
Yeah, oh my gosh. And I feel like it's really starting to feel like spring. Very excited about that. Hey, what's the episode? Who are we talking to today?
Oh, this is just great. Chris Capehart, master magician.
I know, would you call
world
him?
World renowned.
Yeah.
You know, sought after by theaters and venues all over the world. Mm-hmm. And he's performed all over the world, and mm-hmm. he did a tremendous performance for us.
On April 9th,
he was
at the Shirt Factory.
Yeah,
that's been in 13 countries. And what was he? He got the title of Magician of the Year?
He was Magician of the Year in 2019.
Right.
And I first saw Chris Capehart at the Magic Theater in the Village, New York City, which is Monday Night Magic. Every Monday night, this theater has some of the best magicians in the world. And he's the best of the best. And, you know, I wasn't really big on magic. I had a friend who dragged me there. And I was just like, oh, please, please don't make me sit through a magic show. And thank God he was performing. And I was really blown away. And I thought to myself, I'm going to bring this guy once my venue is finished.
Right.
I'm going to bring him to the Shirt Factory.
Yeah, I did.
And it was great. I loved it.
Yeah. Good. Well, I'm anxious to have everybody hear our conversation with him. So that's good.
So you're magical. You're very magical.
Oh, my God. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
That came right off the top of your head.
It really did, yeah.
Or had you planned to say
I'm good at segues.
My God.
Yeah.
So we wanted to talk about shout-outs or pet peeves.
Yeah.
What do you have?
Well, listen, you're not good at segues.
Okay. Oh, why?
Yeah, because it should be something magical.
Yeah. Oh,
didn't something happen?
Ta-da! Da-da-da-da!
Didn't you have a magic culinary experience?
Oh, I did. Well, this is my shout out.
And
I know you guys think that we're crazy when we do this, but I have to tell you, we had a seafood dinner planned. We had six friends over, and my sister was in town, so she made amazing grilled swordfish. So, of course, we went to Mr. Bill's to buy the fresh seafood. So we went to Mr. Bill's in Lancaster near the F&M campus, and we made that, and we were leaving, and we saw this key lime pie in the cooler there. And I said, oh, that looks delicious. So we ended up buying it, and I'm not a huge key lime pie person. I swear to God, it was the best key lime pie ever. And one of our guests that night, key lime pie is her favorite, key lime pie. So she had it and said it was the best key lime pie she's ever had. Now, figure that, buying it in Lancaster County, and they make it fresh at Mr. Bill's. So it's my shout out to Mr. Bill's and key lime pie.
And the key is from the Florida Keys. Isn't that the reference to that?
Yeah. No, it's not. I don't think it's related to the Keys.
Well, what does it stand for?
It's related to the key lime. It's a certain kind of lime is called a key lime. I could be totally wrong.
Oh, I think you might be wrong.
It's
thought
not
it was limes.
Lime pie.
And it's a sort of a culinary local delight of the Keys, the Florida Keys.
No, I think it's just the kind of lime.
Google it.
I don't know. Google.
Our producer is Googling
it. Googling,
I love saying
right.
that. Our producer.
Googling.
It's Corey.
I think it's the
and
kind
he is. He's
of
Googling
lime.
It.
It's called a key lime. And then that's what they make the pie. Okay, am I right? Yes! Oh, my God.
The dish is named after the small key limes, which are more aromatic than the common Persian limes.
Right, it's got nothing
limes.
To do with the keys. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, see, I learned something new
every
day. And that's what I mean. You're so magical because I'm always learning from you.
Learning new things from
you. I really am.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's that. Do you have a shout out? Is there anything?
Oh, I do, actually.
Okay.
You know, my obsession with bread.
Right.
Yeah. And you are only feeding that obsession more because you left on my front doorstep bread, cinnamon bread.
Cinnamon raisin bread.
I don't know where you got this stuff, but this is, for me, this is like crack.
Yeah.
You had cinnamon.
I'm corrupting
it's candy.
It. I know. Oh my God, you guys. And I don't remember the baker's name, but she lives in Bethel. And she makes fresh deliveries of these breads to artisan mills at the shopping experience in Lititz, right down at the end of Main Street. She delivers it every Thursday morning. So I got the cinnamon raisin and I got just the regular sourdough.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you guys, you have to go there.
Yeah, no.
So here we go. We're adding pounds to our listeners. Yeah. And
so you know I'm going to, you know, you're going to have to keep me supplied with that cinnamon bread.
Okay.
Well.
Yeah. What do you mean keep you supplied? You go to the artisan, drive down Main Street and, yeah.
Who keeps you supplied with your sourdough?
Oh, you do. Yeah, you're right. That's another one that you do. Okay. Sorry. Okay.
By now, I probably have delivered a truckload of sourdough loaves to your condo.
No, you're right. So I'll keep you supplied with that. How about pet peeves?
Well, I shouldn't complain. Why?
Because complaining is a part of your personality.
You know, we live in an age of it's like a tyranny of choices. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When's the last? Have you bought toothpaste lately?
Oh, I know.
I mean, you go to CVS. Yeah. I swear to God, there are hundreds of different brands.
Remember when Crest was just Crest?
It was
now
Crest.
It's Crest
Colgate.
Bright White. Yeah, Crest with there's all different kinds.
Head spins.
Right.
Right. I mean, when did this happen? What reminded me of this is before I came in here to do the podcast, a commercial for Frisky's cat food. And they're bragging about having 100 different varieties of Frisky cat foods. Really?
Like different flavors?
Well, I don't know. 100 different varieties. Does a cat need 100 different varieties?
Can he discern 100 different
varieties? It's fish, chicken, liver.
Right. Yeah. So that's a pet that bothers you.
It bothers me.
Do you have a cat?
Don't even have a cat. It bothers the hell out of me, though. I mean, it's just like it's overtaken us.
Okay. Well, I wonder if anybody else out there has that. Mine, I really do have. Mine is just, and I really want to use this and make this be instructive to our listeners because I try to help people. Whether you get a text, a voicemail message, or an email, and someone asks you a series of questions that they're looking for a response to, please thoroughly read the communication or thoroughly listen and respond to all the things they ask instead of just one of the three questions because it just creates, then you need to circle back to get the other questions answered. So that's my pet peeve is people not responding to all the things that were asked. We don't even need to have
directed
a dispute.
To me?
No, there's no, I'm not directed to you. You do do it, but that it wasn't directed to you.
No.
But you do do it.
I wasn't directed.
Was that a little passive aggressive?
Yeah.
Possibly. But you are not the greatest violator of the people in my world. There are people way worse than you. Yes.
Wow. That's a sort of, what would you call that? Like a social media etiquette or a...
Well, it's not just social media. It's voicemails and it's emails. I mean, you just need to read thoroughly so that the person asking you the question gets the full
You know what
answers.
The problem is? This
we're
is how I feel.
We've got too many things going on and we're not fully reading.
Not only that, we're just overloaded with all of the text and the emails and the voicemails. And it's just like you almost just kind of surrender.
Yeah, you take a cursory look at it and don't fully read it. I agree. I mean, I do think it's overload.
Right.
But I tend to be the person in my world that I'm the planner. I plan activities and things and, well, not always fun things, but... And I say, hey, does this work? What are your thoughts? And people, they'll only respond to, sounds good. And I'm like, what, sounds good? Or does that mean let's do it? Or?
All right, listen, hey, I have a suggestion.
What?
Just ask one question. All right.
Okay,
I have a question. Have you watched anything interesting lately? I always ask
because
you have good taste when it comes
to... I love the Andy Warhol documentary. I thought it was fascinating on Netflix.
I was surprised how engaged I was with that.
That was outstanding. I watched the greatest movie of the year, or so dictated by the Academy, Coda. Which I thought was really good.
Well,
I enjoyed that. How about you?
Upon your suggestion, I also just last night watched Coda.
What did you think?
Well, first of all, let me explain to you. When you told me, I said, what does Coda stand for? I thought you said children of death parents. Or
like
of
dead
parents. That's what I thought you meant.
No, it's deaf. Children of deaf parents.
Well, we're talking on the phone, and I thought you said,
no,
deaf parents. I'm thinking, oh my, that's why I kept saying.
Code is an established acronym for this. Children of deaf parents.
Did not. I thought you were saying.
Deaf adults.
Deaf parents, and that's why I kept saying, is this a depressing movie?
Oh, that's why you did say
that. If it is, I don't want to watch it.
No, deaf.
So I turn it on.
Yeah.
And, you know, the opening scene, they're out on a boat, out in the middle of the ocean.
Right, they're right? fishing.
And I'm
right.
thinking, oh, and you know, you don't hear any, there's no dialogue yet. And I'm yeah. thinking, oh, my God, something terrible is going to happen to this boat.
Oh,
because she's fishing with her dad, and it's death parents. This is going to be awful. And then they start signing.
Okay, right.
And that's when I was then like, oh, clicked. Death.
Okay. All right. So, well, did you like it once it you caught on?
It was okay. No, actually, that's not true. I have
really
to say, it's one of the better movies I have seen in quite a while.
Yeah. Oh, good.
It really, really
I
was.
Agree.
I was surprised how much I got out of it.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, I sort of thought a secondary sort of theme besides, you know, this child, this daughter who grew up and had to really be, you know, such an assistance to her parents who
right.
were deaf.
She was required, right.
Was the whole music aspect of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the mother at one point says, "What if I was a painter?" Oh, we have a phone ringing. Sorry.
I'll just ignore it like I ignore your phone calls. Go ahead.
What if I was blind? Would you choose to be a painter? Our mother said that to her at one point, which was a direct dig of, what the hell? You're going to be a music. You're going to sing and I can't hear you?
Yeah.
So that was an interesting aspect of it, too. Yeah.
I thought it was really, really, really good. I highly recommend it. Yeah, no, it was moving.
Good.
It was very moving.
Yeah, because we're good.
Boy, we really
I know, we covered
talked
a lot,
there. Didn't we?
We did. So let's get to our
main guest.
Okay, here we go.
Master magician, Chris Capehart. You know, the first time that I saw you, because I never equated magicians with being comedic and being quick-witted. And when I saw your act, it was almost like getting two shows in one. I mean, I got a magician, but I also got a damn good comedian, too. And that leads me to ask you, I mean, is your role models, are they comedians? I mean...
Always, all of them.
Like who?
My favorite, the one, if you pick, close attention to the way I act, would be Jack Benny.
No kidding.
If you just watch me carefully, you'll see Jack Benny.
Okay, we'll be looking for that, right?
No one ever pays attention to the way I stop and stare.
Okay, it's the silence.
Right, that's all Jack Benny.
Well, he was a great straight man, right?
And straight man, and listen, made you laugh without cursing or
yep.
anything. He just stood there. How powerful can you be? You're just standing there.
Well, that is an interesting point about a clean show. And like we were talking about, you know, you've worked so often with kids. So a clean show is important to you.
Then you can work anywhere. Like I say, you can work. There's no place you can't work when you're clean, when it's clean.
Yeah.
Now, and there are people who ask for a show that's not clean. Then there are some cruise ships
right.
who want a show that's not clean.
Right. I'm sure you get that request. Hey, what do you think about these magicians now that they're actually revealing the secrets of the magic? Do you have a point of view on that? Do you think that stuff should just be kept? It should just be kept for you and not for us.
Well, you ever notice that the magicians who do that, though, are magicians who never make it?
It's okay. Sour grapes, isn't
it? It's sour grapes, obviously. Trying to make a buck on some way.
Yeah, just notice that it's... It's always people you ain't never heard of. Mm-hmm. Why is he doing this? Because he sucks.
Mm-hmm. So Chris, you're not going to take this moment to reveal your steel ring secret, are you? Where you get these steel rings and you're passing them through each other.
You're the ringmaster.
There's a video out there of me doing that, you know.
I know. I've used it to promote the show.
Yeah, the show. You're the ringmaster.
But there's a video out there of me actually teaching it.
Oh.
You have a lot of instructive videos, I noticed.
There you go. So if anybody wants to know how it works, all you do is buy a video.
But you can't, I couldn't figure it out, believe me.
There you go.
Exactly.
There's the problem right there.
I can't figure it out. Yeah.
It don't matter what they do, they won't know how it works.
Hey, I want to bring you up a little bit to today and, you know, TikTok. And if you just Google...
What is TikTok?
You know exactly what TikTok is.
I don't think he does.
I really don't.
Short snippets of videos.
I'm older than you think.
Well, no, I do. I know how old you are. I know you're at least 70. I know that.
You don't know that.
I read it. I don't know. Well, I can't believe everything.
Just because you read something, it don't mean it's true.
Okay.
That's the way the business works. This is show business. You can't believe nothing in show business.
Okay. So TikTok is the current craze and the current medium, and there's a lot of young magicians doing work on TikTok. That in my mind, it's not magic. In my mind, it's not magic. It's not. They edit it and they put it out.
They cut and edit it like crazy. But listen, let me show you something. That's the thing today. The thing is now is to do a show where the guy's like, I saw a guy on a Fool Us, and he said that, oh, I'm a TikTok magician. And I was like, what the hell is a TikTok magician? Well, he said, I only work on TikTok.
Meanwhile, you have performed in hundreds of venues all around the world, and I'm wondering if you have a favorite place where you like to perform.
If I had to pick out a favorite place I like to perform, it would probably be the Magic Circle in London.
Really?
Yeah, that place was absolutely a fabulous place to work.
Why? What makes it so great?
Because they gave me a challenge, and the challenge was really good. And the challenge was this: they said that the people there don't really do things like standing ovations. They said so. They warned me in advance that you're probably used to people doing standing ovations and stuff like that. He said, "Don't mean that we don't like you." He says, "But." It's just something we don't do.
Interesting.
Challenge.
So I got to work there, and I got 10 standing ovations.
I read about that. I know.
So I was like thrilled.
Which is really, really, really amazing. And I think that speaks to, how much your love is of what is an art form. And as you mentioned, it's not just learning the magic. It's also performing it.
You got the performance is everything. I mean, the difference between you watching a guy who do magic in a high school venue and then a professional magician. So.
Mm-hmm. I think the red cape has something to do with it too. There's something about a red cape that just.
Did you hear that, Chris? Come on.
The joke of the matter is that is, and everybody calls it a cape. It's just a jacket. A Chinese jacket, and it's just an excuse so I can make the joke. Because you notice I take it off right after I make the joke. and the joke is I'm not Chinese.
Oh, there you go. No, you're not. You are not.
That's the joke. And the joke, I mean, the obvious. You know what I mean? It's so obvious. And for somebody who sits around and says, "You're not." It's just a joke, so you play the jokes off like that right there. Everything in there is the same. Give the people the master magician, so you think of karate people, master this and master right. That.
Have you ever thought of retiring?
I'm retired right now.
Well,
I do now is I just work places I want to. See, when I used to work,
I used to
advertise and everything else.
Well, how many shows would you say you do a month?
I will probably say easily, without question, I'll say 5.
And that's retired.
That's retirement for Chris.
Well, yeah, because before I used to, when I used to really out there try to get shows over and over again, I used to do at least on a low end by 15 to 20.
So you're a busy guy. You are a busy guy. Hey, I think still 5. It keeps you in the game. I so admire that you do that because you're such a talent.
But I think the weird thing about the whole thing is as you get older, for some reason, people keep giving you more and more shows. I don't know why, because when I was younger, you had to fight to get these shows. Now people just call me up and I get surprises.
Oh, absolutely, Chris. Thank you so much
for giving
of your time and talking to us on Shirt Factory Center Stage. Thank you, Chris.
Hey, you're listening to Shirt Factory Center Stage podcast with Kim and Jim.
I think you mean Jim and Kim.
No, I mean Kim and Jim.
Well, that was really interesting.
What an interesting guy, I'll say.
And I was surprised a little bit how he really, really mentioned that the magic is almost secondary.
Me too. I was not expecting that. Yeah.
To his sort of quick-witted kind of comedic show.
Yeah.
And that is the takeaway with him.
Right. It's just how fun and funny and charismatic and great energy. And yeah, even though he's portraying a Jack Benny type of humor, he still just puts out an energy that I think is fully entertaining.
Yeah.
So good. Hey, what else is coming up? What else you got?
Oh, my gosh. What else is coming up? Well, you know, we have, let's see, Mark DeRose and the Dreadnoughts. They're coming in the Little Shirt Factory Friday, April 15th.
Okay.
It's a 7:30 show.
Friday.
And, you know, they're really a great band. They really are. They do some really great covers. It's going to be a fantastic chance for all of us to have a dance party.
Dance. Yay. Yeah. Dancing again.
Dancing fools.
Okay. What else?
And then I'm really looking forward to April 22nd, which is also a Friday, 8 o'clock show, TEOA. You know what that stands for?
You did tell me, but I forget already. Okay. No.
The End of America.
Oh, The End of America. Okay.
Yeah.
But you're looking forward to you.
Oh,
like
my gosh. Guys. They're really good. Musicians out of Philadelphia and New York. Think Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young.
Oh, seriously?
I mean, they have four-part harmonies.
Okay.
I mean, these guys can sing. It is really, it's inspiring. Really good.
You say The End of America, is it depressed? Like, what is...
It's not, no.
Oh.
I don't, you know, I mean, it's like the Beatles. What did that mean? I mean,
well,
about bugs?
It sounds sort of fatalistic.
Yeah,
no. Not political? It's not a political...
It's not political at
okay.
all, no. All
right.
And a lot of their, you know, original music, they're played on WXPN frequently,
nice.
Actually.
Okay.
So yeah, this is a big group.
Good. I'm excited for that.
Coming to the Shirt Factory. And, you know, later, I think it's the first weekend in May, we have Trash Juice coming back.
Okay.
We also have Colebrook Road. And don't forget the last Saturday in April,
Francois Wiss
is coming back. And he has new songs to sing.
New sets with Bowie and America and Clapton. And yeah.
Yeah.
So for those of you that have seen him out there, you got to come back.
So
all
just
new.
Go to lititshirtfactory.com to upcoming events and get your tickets.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Yeah.
We covered a lot.
We did.
Say goodbye, Jim.
No, I can't believe you did that.
You. Okay, sorry.
Say goodbye, Kim.
Goodbye, Kim.
Goodbye.
Bye. Hey, while you're thinking about it, go to where you get your podcasts, subscribe, and give us a review.
Visit our website, lititshirtfactory.com, to join our mailing list.
You'll get updates, event information, and lots of cool stuff. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Lit It Shirt Factory.
And don't forget, come to have a beer and a bite at Collusion Tap Works.
Located right here at the Lit It Shirt Factory, 5 Juniper Lane in Lititz.